Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you a variety of articles from Scouts in the News. We'll begin with Boy Scouts of America Honors Local Engineer. From his days as a Boy Scout in St. Augustine to a fourth-term re-election as Boy Scouts of America Area 4, President for the Southern Region, John Bell, dedicated himself to America's youth. Bell, owner and president of Tallahassee's Colony Bell Engineering, was presented with BSA's Silver Antelope Award for the Southern Region last month on the BSA National Meeting in Dallas. The National Award is presented at the regional level and to registered adult scouts within BSA's four regions who have shown dedicated service to youth. Bell is the only third person from Tallahassee to ever receive the award. "I am extremely honored and very humbled to receive the award," Bell said in an email response. "Scouting was a major part of my teen years, where I learned many life lessons that are still relevant as an adult." Council announces recipients of Good Scouts Award. The Connecticut Rivers Council will formally recognize Garrell Mullaney, Wilfredo Nieves, and the Middlesex County Community Foundation and Eagle Scouts Andrew Avalon and Dylan McDougall at the Good Scout Award reception. The Good Scout Award is presented by the Mattabesett Trail District of the Connecticut Rivers Council, Boy Scouts of America, to individuals, businesses, organizations, and scouts that have made significant contributions to the quality of life in the communities they serve. "We are proud to recognize each of the individuals as well as the Middlesex Community Foundation for the selfless ways they have contributed to the betterment of the community," said Marge Taggart Diedrich, Finance Director of the Connecticut Rivers Council. The Good Scouts Award reception helps raise funds to ensure that all interested boys have an opportunity to become a scout and camp in South Central Connecticut. Boy Scouts of America revive four merit badges for 100th anniversary, including signaling. In keeping with Boy Scouts of America's centennial theme, celebrating the adventure, continuing the journey, four retired badges have been brought back for the group's 100th anniversary. The effective date for earning these new merit badges: carpentry, 1911 to 1952, tracking, formerly stalking, 1911 to 1952, pathfinding, 1911 to 1952, and signaling, formerly signaler, 1910 to 1992, is April 1st, 2010. Requirements must be completed no later than December 31st, 2010. Merit badges have been a fixture of the BSA since its inception in 1910. The requirements the generations of scouts have completed have taught lifetime citizenship lessons, personal fitness habits, and life skills, as well as serving as the beginnings of countless careers and lifetime hobbies. Scout brings his childhood dream to life. A young boy used to look out of his Sunday school room at the Osterville United Methodist Church on Pond Street, in which he could see a garden. As he grew up through the Boy Scouts, he decided that the church garden he imagined could be his Eagle Scout project. Now, Kenneth Hittlebrand, a sophomore at Barnstable High School, is about to achieve his dream. When the church expanded in the last few years, Heidelbrand, who was with his family as a member of the church, started to cultivate the 25-foot by 25-foot plot in the church's inner courtyard. "He started with nothing," said Bill Hittlebrand, Kenneth's father. "He helped to regrade the gardener to prepare it for his project. While Dad is a scoutmaster and a landscape designer, I am the technical advisor," he said. "Eagle Scout candidate Kenneth had to take the responsibility to meet with the church's board and with the Boy Scout Council to settle the details of his plan. Osterville United Methodist Church is always very accepting. A happy congregation," said Kenneth Hittlebrand, who lives in Marston Mills. "They have helped not just my project, but they are very supportive of their youth in anything they go for." Cub Scout Pack 55 Color Guard leads Cystic Fibrosis Walk. Garden City Cub Scout Pack 55's Color Guard was honored to lead off the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation 2010 Great Strides Walk at Hofstra University. The first, second, and third grade scouts who attend the Homestead Primary and Stratford Elementary Schools were assisted in their efforts by four Boy Scouts from Troop 351 in Merrick. Great Strides is the CFF's largest fundraising event, providing opportunities for thousands of residents from all over Long Island and the tri-state area to help raise funds to combat this serious disease by forming teams in their workplace, clubs, and with neighbors, family, and friends. This year's 3K Great Strides Walk began on the steps of the university's Adams Playhouse in the center of the campus. The Pac-55 Cub Scouts all walk with Jake's team in honor of their neighbor and friend, Jake Genova. More than 100 team members, including one from California, gathered to show love and support for Jake's team at the event. McGrogan's to receive Good Scout Award. In celebration of the 100th anniversary of the Boy Scouts of America, the WD Boys Council will honor Larry and Bonnie McGrogan with the Good Scout Award at the 2010 Ottawa Lawn Social. The celebration is chaired by Jock and Patsy Brown. The Browns with the WD Boys Council will honor the McGrogans for their years of service in giving back to the community. The McGrogans have been an integral part of this community for many years, according to a statement from the council. Throughout their day-to-day interactions with the community and their customers, Larry and Bonnie exemplify the core values the Boy Scouts of America tries to instill in each of the young people registered in its programs. For this reason, they have been selected to receive the Good Scout Award for being role models for young people to strive to be when they grow up. Larry and Bonnie are longtime owners of the Handy Foods in Ottawa. Operation Sunshine helps scouts make it to camp. The Boy Scouts are giving students at Utica's Donovan Middle School the opportunity to experience something new. Troop 21 Scoutmaster Ricardo Rosero said, "I think scouting gives them an opportunity for a larger perspective of the world," Rosero said. Troop 21 is part of Scout Reach, a Boy Scout program that makes scouting available to boys who live in inner-city areas. Helping out is Operation Sunshine, the OD charity that is seeking to raise $65,000 to help send low-income children to summer camp. The young people learn a lot. For example, said Assistant Scoutmaster Ed Gunn, "The first time we took these kids camping was the first time they'd ever been camping. The Troop 21 Scouts also have learned swimming, first aid, canoeing, and they even take an overnight canoe trip once a month to practice survival skills. One of the ideals behind scouting is developing leadership skills in the kids," Gunn said. Boy Scout visits DLEMS. Scoutmaster Dean Harstick Vargas wanted to teach the boys of Boy Scout Troop 322 about organization and teamwork, and the importance of working together in any situation, even if it's just on a camping trip. So Dean took the boys on a field trip to the Detroit Lakes Elementary Medical Services last Tuesday evening to show organization and benefits of being part of a team. EMT Brent Kaiser spoke to the boys about what goes on when there is an emergency call. He talked about first aid before an ambulance gets to the scene. Then he asked them what if situations to hear their answers and reactions to get a feel for how much the scouts actually know. The other lesson Dean emphasized is the value of teamwork, and with Brent's help, they showed the boys how important it is to work together to accomplish what needs to be done, and it will come a lot easier with everyone's help. As one boy put it, two heads are better than one. Livingston Boy Scout Troop 16 backpacks 15 miles on Appalachian Trail. On April 17th through 18th, scouts and leaders from Livingston Boy Scout Troop 16 backpacked for 2 days and covered 15 miles along the Appalachian Trail in New Jersey as one of the requirements for the hiking merit badge. The hike started in the Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Forest and ended at the Pennsylvania border. As part of the backpacking trip, the scouts practiced wilderness survival when camping overnight on the AT. The views along the Appalachian Trail included vistas of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and the Delaware River. Some of the highlights of the trip included relaxing at Sunfish Pond, seeing various wildlife, including hawks and frogs. Owego Boy Scout Troop 38 to host 75th anniversary celebration. On June 12th, Owego Boy Scout Troop 38 will celebrate 75 continuous years as a troop with an all-day gathering at the Hickory's Park in Owego. On November 30th, 1934, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed our original charter, and we have been sponsored by the First Presbyterian Union Church in Owego ever since. We are inviting all current and former members of Troop 38 and their families to join us for a fun day of activities and reminiscing. Bring photos and all your memories to share. Good deed reciprocated. On May 4th, the National Capital Area Council, Boy Scouts of America, conducted its 41st annual Citizens of the Year dinner at the United States Chamber of Commerce, located in the shadow of the White House. Many well-known personalities, including Gary Williams, head basketball coach for the University of Maryland, were in attendance. This year's event, which is one of the big fundraisers of the year for the NCAC, honored Robert A. Bedingfield for his substantial service at Boy Scouts of America Council, region and national levels. Past recipients of the award have included such dignitaries as Gerald R. Ford, Ronald Reagan, Chuck Robb, Colin Powell, J.W. Marriott, Jr., and one of the area's most prominent women who led the Washington Post from 1963 to 1993, Catherine Graham. The featured scout speaker of the event was Eric Flores, 17, a life scout and a member of Venturing Crew 1146 in the Old Dominion District. Scout will be honored for heroism. A Livingstone County Eagle Scout will be presented with a rare National Heroism Award tonight at the Boy Power Dinner, celebrating Boy Scouts in a five-county district. Scott McLeod of Leicester is being honored for his quick response August 19th when Ed Orman was seriously injured in a motor vehicle accident in Greensville. Orman's vehicle was struck on the driver's side door by a large truck. He was knocked unconscious and was trapped in his vehicle. McLeod was a passenger in a third vehicle involved in the accident. He immediately came to the aid of Orman, his football coach. Despite the unknowns that come with an accident of this magnitude, McLeod immediately put into action the first aid training that Ed received in scouting, said Jim McCullen, the scout executive for the Iroquois Trail Council. Within seconds and without hesitation, McLeod entered Orman's vehicle, observed the extent of his injuries, stabilized Orman, and applied first aid. McLeod directed pressure to a serious head wound and directed others to help until fire department personnel arrived on the scene to take over. Conrarty earns Eagle Scout rank. Ryan Dygert Conrarty received the highest rank in Boy Scouting, that of Eagle Scout, during a special ceremony held May 16th in River Forest, Illinois. River Forest Boy Scout Troop 5066 conducted an Eagle Court of Honor to recognize the achievements of five scouts, including Ryan, who is a sophomore at Oak Park River Forest High School. The Boy Scouts of America is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. Ryan's River Forest Troop 66 is marking its 75th year with Boy Scouts and was awarded specially designed 2010 Centennial Eagle Scout patches. Scout collecting life jackets for children. Boy Scout Aaron Jameson of Maryville is collecting life jackets to provide free to area children. People are asked to bring a child-sized life jacket from noon to 3 p.m. Sunday to the parking lot of New Providence Presbyterian Church, 703 W West Broadway Avenue, Maryville. The life jackets will be collected in a yellow rowboat. Jameson, son of Tracy and Terry Jameson, is a member of Boy Scouts of America Troop 88 with Scoutmaster C. Wortman. Boy Scouts give to the troops. Boy Scout Troop Number 75 support MMIA by volunteering with MMIA to set up a water station for Run the Quay FK 5K event on Saturday, June 5th. Later that day, Boy Scout Troop Number 75 will be having their annual barbecue fundraiser. Troop 75 will be collecting items for military missions in action, Fill the Foot Locker program. All items collected will be donated to MMIA for their care packages being shipped to our troops serving in the field in Iraq and Afghanistan. ExxonMobil CEO named Boy Scouts president. ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson took on a new leadership role as the president of the Boy Scouts of America when he officially stepped into the role during the BSA National Annual Meeting in Dallas held May 26th through 28th. The Dallas Business Journal reported, Tillerson, a former Eagle Scout, is the 33rd president of the 100-year-old institution and will head the National Executive Board in his post, according to the report. Tillerson said one of his goals is to generate excitement about the institution's 100th anniversary this year. The investment with the greatest return is the one we make in our country's youth. Scouting provides opportunities for young people to experience and understand the world around them, not only making them better citizens, but more successful contributors to the workforce, Tillerson said. Local man receives Boy Scout's top honor. Argyle resident Jack First, a philanthropist and retired co-founder of HM Capital Partners, received the Boy Scouts of America highest commendation last week for his volunteer service to the organization, according to information released by the BSA. The BSA's Silver Buffalo Award for Distinguished Service to Youth is reserved for those who give extraordinary service to the nation's young people, officials said. First is one of the 12 Silver Buffalo recipients this year, including Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, according to a press release. Hoover's Make Eagle Scout Honor Family Affair. Hayward Hoover, Jr. of Centerville received his Eagle Award in August 1952 from Boy Scout Troop 25 in West Columbia, South Carolina. It marked more than a milestone in his life. It was the beginning of a family tradition. All four of the Hoover sons also received the Eagle Award. Oldest son Hayward III received his Eagle in 1979 from Troop 566, sponsored by Trinity United Methodist Church, followed by brothers Marty in 1982, Jeff in 1987, and Daniel in 1990. Last month, grandson Austin became the third generation of Hoovers to receive the Eagle Award. For the eldest Hoover, an only child, scouting was an opportunity to be around other people. We lived across the street from the First Baptist Church, and they sponsored the troop, Hoover Jr. said. Since I was an only child, I went to everything the church offered. I was always over there doing things. However, Hoover Jr. said he immediately loved scouts, and when his own boys came along, he wanted them to have the same great experiences he had. Troop 48 plants trees to celebrate scouting's roots. Scouts and adults of Boy Scout Troop 48, chartered by Hope Lutheran Church, recently planted trees to commemorate the 100th anniversary of scouting. They planted four rough-leaf dogwood trees on May 5th in different areas of the church grounds, 10701 St. Cosmas Lane in St. Anne. This is one of the several events taking place in the St. Louis area to honor the centennial year for the Boy Scouts of America. I'm very proud of all the scouts in Troop 48 for their dedication to the scouting program and the environment, Scoutmaster Larry Henderson said. We will be watching and caring for our trees over the next year to help them grow and flourish, like we hope our scouts also will. Cub Scouts Pack 80 fulfills conservation projects. As part of the Boy Scouts of America centennial celebration, the Mincy Trails Council highlighted Earth Day as a council with conservation, environmentally friendly projects. Tigers and bears from Cub Pack 80 of Appenzell recently completed a service project, cleaning up the Tannersville Playground and soccer field on intersection of routes 611 and 715. Two leaders, several boys, and parents worked hard picking up all the garbage and trash. With the participation in this conservation program, the boys learned about the importance of keeping clean our planet and earned the Leave No Trace Awareness Award. Boy Scouts to camp out at North Dakota Capitol. The North Dakota Capitol lawn will host its first sleepover ever, and is not starting out small. We're talking an overnight stay for 3,000. 2 years in the making. In Bismarck this weekend, Boy Scouts from the four states will mark the movement's centennial in keeping with its spirit, camaraderie, exploration, and a flurry of service projects, including a massive push to spruce up the lawn in question. The festivities also will highlight a relatively little-known North Dakota connection in the birth of the Boy Scout movement, whose founder had strong ties to the state. This is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime event for our Boy Scouts, said Brad Olson, program director for the group's Northern Lights Council, which serves North Dakota and parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, and Montana. We've never had anything of that magnitude. BSA IndyCar finishes fourth in 2010 Indianapolis 500. Dale Coyne Racing and driver Alex Lloyd took the gold-trimmed special edition BSA No. 19 IndyCar to an impressive fourth-place finish in Sunday's 94th running of the Indianapolis 500. Lloyd qualified for Sunday's race with a top speed of 224.7 miles per hour, placing him in row 9 at the gun, right behind the up-and-coming Danica Patrick, who managed to finish two cars behind Lloyd in sixth place. The number 19 BSA car never led the pack in any single lap on Sunday, but did manage to beat 35-1 odds to place in the top 5 overall. In post-race commentary of ESPN's Versus VS show, Alex Lloyd in the number 19 BSA IndyCar was unofficially given the Underdog Award with the fourth-place finish. In 2009, Lloyd finished 13th at the Indianapolis Speedway's Indy 500. Lloyd is the only driver ever to win at both the oval and road courses at Indy, after consecutive wins in the 2006 Liberty Challenge and the 2007 Freedom 100. Local scouts collect supplies for troops. After sending more than 5,000 pounds of supplies to troops at Christmas time, a local Boy Scout troop is gearing up to beat its own record in hosting Christmas in July for troops in Afghanistan. Eagle Point Boy Scout Troop 48 is putting a call out for residents to send beef jerky, decks of cards, and books in time for troops to receive in July. Last winter, the boys collected 5,000 pounds of supplies from bug spray and card decks to snack foods. This time around, they'll focus on beef jerky from Jacksonville. Gary West Meats, along with a few boxes of card decks from various casinos and books collected from local libraries and bookstores. Organizers said they need cash donations to cover shipping. For us, it was about helping a local organization work toward a good cause, said LaPlante. And it's a great way to put our products in the hands of somebody who really needs and wants them. A rightful memorial for veterans. Al Hunter Jones knew when he was researching a project to attain Eagle Scout ranking in the Boy Scouts was that he wanted to do something that would make an impact in the community. He also knew he felt veterans deserve more attention for what they have done for their country. So he put his knowledge together, secured some help from community partners, and the result is a new Veterans Memorial site at the Burness Point Cemetery. The memorial site features a circular patio with surrounding planting beds and flagpole. It is located at the center of the cemetery. I felt veterans of our area deserve more, he said, adding, there can never be enough attention drawn to what they do for our country. Boy Scout Troop wins Walking Challenge. Boy Scout Troop 2000 won Schuller Hospital's fourth annual Schuller Steps Out Walking Challenge. The team of scouts, leaders, and parents concluded the eight-week program with a team of 13 walkers taking more than 12 million total steps. They raised the bar from last year's high of an average of 14,900 steps per person per day to 18,600 steps per person per day, according to a news release. Overall, participating teams tallied a record 403 million total steps, or 201,000 miles, the equivalent of 8 trips around the Earth. Boy Scouts Honor 2 at Maui. The Maui County Council of the Boy Scouts of America have named community leaders J. Stephen Goodfellow and Hilton H. Unamorth as the 2010 Distinguished Citizen Honorees. This is the highest award given to individuals by the Scouts Council. For me and the company, we are proud to be able to help out when we can, Goodfellow said in a prepared statement. If we can help, we will, and I know we've done the right thing when the phone rings and someone says, thank you for saving my home. The Goodfellow family has a long legacy of supporting the Boy Scouts, stretching back to Steve's grandfather and father. The company has helped to build scout camps and work closely with many Eagle Scouts doing their final projects. Boy Scouts to camp out at Capitol. the North Dakota Capitol lawn will host its first sleepover ever, and it's not starting out small. We're talking over and out for 3,000. Scouting exemplified, Wayne Chick presented Tri-City Honor. Wayne Chick didn't prepare in the Boy Scouts of America when he was growing up, but with a quick glance at his extensive background in community service, it becomes obvious that Chick and the Boy Scouts share many of the same ideals. For those reasons and more, the Daniel Webster Council Boy Scouts of America honored Chick Thursday with the Tri-City Good Scout Award, an award that's given to an individual, company, or civic group that exemplifies scouting in the community. It became obvious that Chick met those requirements as event chair Linda Hagen introduced him at Thursday's luncheon at the Oaks. Boy Scouts plan 140,000 flags to honor veterans buried at Willamette National Cemetery. More than 1,000 Boy Scouts from across northwest Oregon spread across Willamette National Cemetery Thursday night to decorate the graves of some 140,000 veterans in preparation for Memorial Day. As they have for 42 years, Scouts planted miniature U.S. flags on every grave marker on cemetery grounds, honoring at least three generations of men and women who served their country. "It's more than just sticking a flag in the ground," said Matthew France, 15 of Gresham, said. "It's special because some of these vets have not been respected in years." Alec Hildebrand, 16 of Gresham, has participated for 8 years. As he placed his flags, Hildebrand thanked each veteran by name. "A lot of people in my family have served in the Army," Hildebrand said. "I am doing something for my country by doing this." Boy Scout to honor local businessman. Albert Lineberry, who owned and operated the Haynes and Lineberry Funeral Homes in Westminster Gardens and Crematory for 45 years, will receive the Boy Scouts of America Silver Buffalo Award for Distinguished Service to Youth at a cemetery ceremony on May 28th. This is the highest commendation the organization gives for volunteer service to the Boy Scouts. Lineberry is one of 12 recipients this year. Among the other winners is Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates. Tioga County Distinguished Citizen Award Dinner. The Baden-Powell Council Boy Scouts of America will be having its 2010 Tioga County Distinguished Citizen Award Dinner next week. At the dinner, Bob Jensen of Appalachian will be honored. Jensen has been in the area since 1985. He says he knew he wanted to give back to the community that led him to join the Appalachian Lions Club. He has worked with several organizations and committees and helped administer some emergency funds after the flood of 2006. "To be recognized like this is a great honor, but this didn't happen by myself alone. There are a lot of people involved in Lions and other nonprofits in Tioga County that I have worked side by side with. One of the events we put on for the general public is the so-called socials that we do for visually impaired residents of Tioga." Scouts receive $15 million donation for bridge from Council. Console Energy is donating $15 million for the construction of a 700-foot-long bridge at Boy Scouts High Adventure Camp that will be built in southern West Virginia. Chief Scout Executive Bob Mazuka and Console President CEO J. Brett Harvey announced the gift Thursday at the Boy Scouts of America's annual meeting in Dallas. The bridge will be 200 feet above ground and connect the camp's main development center to the eastern half of the 10,600-acre property in Fayette County. Last year, the Scouts announced plans to use $50 million gift from the S.D. Burchill Jr. Foundation to build the camp, which will become the permanent home of the group's National Jamboree starting in 2013. Well, we've run out of time for today's reading of Scouts in the News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long, till next time.